Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Stargirl, Space Captain Collection. Stargirl, books 9 to 12, written by Louise Park and read by Taryn Ryan. Chapter 1.
I can't believe we're actually captains now, Olivia said as she bounced up and down on her new bunk bed in the loft room dorm. It makes me feel different, better, one of the big guys.
Nothing else is any different about you, Liv, Maya teased as she pushed her hands up against the bottom of Olivia's bed. You still can't sit still. Maybe you should be in the lower bed. I don't want you to come crashing down on top of me.
I know what you mean, said Addie.
She smiled up at Olivia from the lower bed on the other bunk.
We aren't the babies of the school anymore. Not now that we're in second year with a whole lot of new cadets under us.
They look so babyish and scared. I didn't look like that when I started,
Aziza said from the bunk above Addie.
Did you see the cadets on our school's space shuttle bus, Olivia? Their eyes were like saucers, flying saucers. I remember you looked like that, Adelaide,
she said with a smirk.
You were hopeless.
You would have been too if you'd come late like I did. Everyone else had already been here for weeks and we're all settled in,
Addie said through gritted teeth. Olivia stopped bouncing about.
Yes, and it's a big enough thing being the new kid at any school, let alone a space station academy that trains space agents.
And since we're sharing a loft room together, it'd be really nice if you could just call me Addie,
Addie said quietly.
Anyway, Olivia said, changing the subject. These new dorms are awesome. And having four to a room means I get to be with both my best...
She looked at Aziza and blushed a bit.
Well, you know, and they're almost like apartments with our own bathroom and lounge area. Makes me wonder what the agent dorms will be like.
I know, agreed Maya. I'm loving all the new things we get as second years. Third year will be totally ace if this is anything to go by.
Well, we have to get through this year first, Aziza said. I can't believe how many cadets didn't make it back after the summer break. 25% of our year, Professor Nebula said at the first assembly. That's a quarter of our year gone. Oh well, I'm going to sleep.
Then she said,
light off.
To her voice-activated bedside lamp.
Yep, this year won't be easy, agreed Addie. The GDC breaking into the school at the end of last year and taking the new wormhole technology was really terrible. Missions are going to get harder.